at Cranbourne, and Dean Lester is our key man to find all the winners at Cranbourne. Good morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, morning, Warren.
Some breaking news, so to speak, from Cranbourne via the Twitter handle of the website. Racing Australia's got the track as a heavy nine as of early this morning. What can you tell us?
Yeah, the Cranbourne Turf Club kindly put out a tweet 31 minutes ago saying that since that reading at 6 a.m, they've had another 5 mil of rain, putting it into the heavy 10 range, and no rain had fallen in the last hour, but I live quite close by, and we've had a little bit more rain, but can take a lot of rain, the Cranbourne track, but we're playing on genuine heavy ground right now.
Looking for wet trackers, obviously, scratchings throughout the night, and we kick off with a really interesting race for two-year-old fillies, a maiden over 1,000 metres, and we scratch numbers 3 and 9. Tab.com.au's got a short price favourite in Flirting for the Anthony Friedman stable. Sam Friedman saying she should run very well earlier this morning on the phone with Michael Falgate. Flirting at $1.65, $6 for Belvita, Miss Scalini, $7 for the Hayes and Dabney stable, and Have a Lily, $9.50 for Combat Order, and then into double figures. So a number of horses given an even chance outside of the short price favourite. Dean, how do you see it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting race, Warren, as you mentioned, with the short price favourite. She's run well on both occasions, and Cooey Rupp, I think, defied the pattern to win at Sandown, and then she was placed behind Absolute Flirt, but nearly four lengths behind her, and has race experience. But a couple of the first starters interest me a little bit. Miss Scalini, I thought, trialled pretty well at Flemington on April 26th. Looked as though she had plenty in hand and has had two jump outs in preparation for this run. Belvita was definitely given the ground when she trialled on April 29 at Cranbourne and looked to go very nicely. I've got no real knock on Flirting other than the price. I think she's very short, and some of these are showing a bit of talent. And Mrs. Witten's another one that's had a few jump outs and looked to go okay, making her debut locally trained by Cindy Alderson. I think she has actually trialled on the race course there once before, so she's had experience there. But interesting race. Probably more of a look and learn for me because of the conditions now. 7-1-4-8.
7-1-4-8 from Dean Lester in the first. With a short price favourite, Flirting. No knock on her, but very tight in the market with some promising first starters in the race as well. Race two tonight at Cranbourne is another race over 1,000 metres. This is a maiden for the three-year-old fillies. We're left with a small field of only four to face the starter after the scratchings of numbers 3, 4, 5, 6 and 9. And another odds-on favourite here in Irish Lilt from the Shane Soxdale stable at $1.60, out to $4.80 for Be Amazing. It's a rare at $5, and the outsider of the field, Dean, is All Too Handy at $6. So, again, a short price favourite, but small field and no horse really being ruled out from tab.com.au's point of view.
No, that's a fair point, Warren. I thought that Irish Lilt had to be the one to beat, though, because she's got wet track form, she's got current race form, claim for Thomas Stockdale, which probably gets her away from the others a little bit. So I'm with the favourite here, Irish Lilt. Be Amazing, I thought, trial quite well at Cranbourne on April 29. Looked to go quite well for the Besutton Young stable. Same day, All Too Handy trial for Kevin Corsons. Was just in behind them. Wasn't asked to do a lot late, and I thought went quite well. Wouldn't be surprised if it ran well first up, obviously, and to make up the four is It's a Ra, who placed in a fairly weak maiden last start. But Irish Lilt, the one to beat. Probably the other two, All Too Handy's the one I think's a little bit over the odds, but I put them in 7-2-1-8.
Yeah, Kevin Corson's done a terrific job full stop, but certainly with horses he's picked up in recent times and putting them to the races sometimes for the first time for him. They've run well when they've run on the fresh side, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. And Brad Spicer being a good supporter, this is another one of his, and they've got Cath's Village in race four, so no, they have been going very well.
Race three at Cranbourne tonight's a maiden for the fillies and mare. Over 1,600 metres, and we take out numbers 7 and 8, and Our Sunny Girl for Besutton and Young, the favourite, $1.45. So the shorties continue here early in the card at Cranbourne. Miss Verne at $6.50, $7 for Lexicology, and the only other horse in single figures at this stage, Dean, is Edge of the Eaves. How do you see the third?
Yeah, I think of the short price favourites, this has got in very short, but I think she's probably the one that wins. I know she's had a few goes, but she handles soft ground well. Her effort last start to props was good. Out to 1,600 suits. I think I like the wide draws tonight. I think that's where you'd want to be with the rail 8-9 metres. Not far to get out to where they haven't raced at all, so that mightn't be a problem. I think she'll probably win. Lexicology was okay at Ballarat last start. Miss Vern backs up from Tuesday, where she ran over 2,000 metres, which actually might stand her in good stead in these testing conditions, but she has had 17 goes now, and Edge of the Eaves improved sharply when she got on the softer ground last start. Jumps up from 1,200 metres here, but she's overdue for a win now, Sunny Girl, and I think tonight will be the night. 12, 9, 10 and 6.
12, 9, 10 and 6 of the shorties. Perhaps the reliable one to bank on, our Sunny Girl, in race 3 in the first half of the card at Cranbourne. Tonight we're on a heavy 10, being just downgraded recently. Race 4 is a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares over 1,400 metres. Left with another pretty small field here with 7 acceptors, but the scratchings of numbers 3, 5 and 6. An undoubtable miss favourite for Robbie Griffiths and Matty Allen, combining at $2.20 at the moment, out to $3 for Minyinga, $3.10 for Cats Village, and the outsider of the field, Merry Magic, at $16. So, although it's a small field, Dino, it's a somewhat competitive betting race.
Yeah, well, I think the little challenge here is that it is 1,400 in testing ground, even if it is a small field. I've gone with Cats Village, who's only had the one go at 1,400, where she was really unsuited in the bracelet won by Miss Siska at Bendigo, and she's only beaten four lengths there. She's won at 1,300 last start, so I'm thinking the 1,400 will be okay. The soft ground, certainly okay. She's got a terrific chance. Undoubtable Miss does have to tick the box at 1,400 metres. She's had four goes for 1 second. Her really good form of late's been at 1,200 metres. Don't think the ground's an issue. Minyinga's the one that's gilt-edged at the distance. Four goes, two wins, 2 seconds. I just think she's probably elevating into a slightly better race than last start, even though that was listed as a benchmark 78. Certainly wasn't quite at that level over the Warrnambool Carnival, but she's a good chance. And Merry Magic's the one, probably, as the market suggests, may not be able to win the veteran mare, but I've put them in 1-4-2-7.
Quaddie kicks off race 5 on the 8-race card at Cranbourne tonight. Heat of the Sky Heights, Stayer Series. Gee, you'd have some great memories of that great trainer from stayer from your part of the world, Dino Sky Heights. A benchmark 78. He got out of that parade pretty quickly. Over 2,080 metres, we take out numbers 1 and 5. And tab.com.au has Ryan's Fender at $2.90, $3.50 for Thoughtful Harmony, $3.90 for Zabalan, Sasco at $4.60. And Dino, before we get your thoughts on this race, you'd have some great memories of Sky Heights and his feats on the racetrack.
Yeah, he was the best horse I clocked in the just on 20 years I was clocking horses at Cranbourne, and produced the best gallop I'd ever seen before he won the Rose Hill Guineas. He galloped the reverse way on the Tuesday, and I had never seen a gallop like it. He galloped with his good stablemate, Our Unicorn, and I made him look like a maidener, and then he obviously went on to win the Guineas and the Derby, and then a Caulfield Cup later that year. So, no, he was a great horse.
How do you see the race named in his honour tonight?
Well, I see it as remarkably the toughest race of the night. Six runners. I'm conceding for the Quaddie. I'm putting them all in because I think they've all got some little chance. I'm going with Zabalan. Narrowly missed in the Stall Cup. He's got soft track form. He's got good 2,000 metre form. He does go up 3.5 kilos for that run, but he's well placed here, and I'm leaning his way. From Thoughtful Harmony, who was also in tomorrow at Caulfield. They've elected to run here. She's got soft track form, and what she does do is she finds a way to win. She's won 4 out of 6. She's doing a great job for the Galagotis boys. Ryan's Fender. Thought it was a bit of a flat run last start at Caulfield after a really tough win at Moonee Valley. He gets through the soft ground okay. He can run well. Love the first up run of Sir Lopez. He just worked home beautifully behind Sabahit. Paddy Payne gave him a bit of a leg up that day at the massive odds that he would run well, and he did exactly that. And I think fitter for that run, out to a longer trip, he's got a chance. But the two I've left out, Sasco over race last start, if he leads, can improve. And Captain Rhett finished right beside Thoughtful Harmony last start. So fascinating little race, 2, 7, 4 and 6.
First leg of the quaddie, the toughest for Dean on the night at Cranbourne. Race 6, a benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. We take out number 1, Toosby, favourite at tab.com.au at $3.40, just ahead of Mar Jones at $3.60, and Houston Street at $3.70, $5.50 for Plot the Course, and Hulmet at $6.50. So tab.com.au's got a pretty even market here. Dean, how do you see it?
Yeah, I'll be taking a few in this leg too. Warren, coming home a bit lighter in the quaddie, but I'm going with Mar Jones. I thought she ran well last week, maybe in the worst ground, but it was an encouraging sign. Second run for the Patrick Payne stable, and the fact he's backing her up is a good sign. Houston Street just bolted in last week in the conditions, so no problems there with him. Toosby was also in tomorrow at Caulfield. I think this is the right rein for him to run well. And Holm, it's getting close to D-Day. He's had the three runs in. This is a suitable grade for him, but he needs to start finding form. 5, 7, 6, and 8.
Race 7 at Cranbourne tonight is over the 1,400 metres, a benchmark 64. We take out numbers 4 and 10. And Metzen for Harry Grace and Mike Moroney, favourite, tab.com.au at $3.50. Ahead of Elsvin at $4. $4.40 for Upswing for the Paddy Payne stable. Beau Mertens with a ride tonight. $6.50 for John Book. $7 for Vladivostok. And Rock of Mahal also in single figures, Dean, at $9.50.
He's a really interesting runner. Upswing number 5 here for Patrick Payne, Warren. He was a long odds winner on debut. That was for the Grant Cullen Guy Lowry stable when he won at Hastings in New Zealand. It was a good win. He was back, cut the corner, came up the inside, which the other riders were wanting to get away from, and watching the entire meeting there, it looked like it was the no-go zone. So he did a pretty good job to win there. He resumes. He's trialled really well at Cranbourne. He showed speed in a trial, which we don't often see the Patrick Payne horses do. I'm really interested in him, number 5. 8, John Book, I thought was a bit unlucky last start. I think he's racing well. He deserves a win. Metzen's very comfortable in these conditions. He's the other legitimate chance with the claim for Harry Grace. And then a little gap to 6, Elsvin, who's holding his form well. I think back-end trip probably suits him. 5, 8, 3, and 6.
5, Upswing for Paddy Payne, a former Kiwi with a real interest for Dino in the second last at Cranbourne tonight. We wrap up the card with a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. We scratch numbers 2, 3 and 4. Also take out number 9. And Sweet Snee for Lloyd Kennewell heads the market at tab.com.au at $3.30. Ahead of Wasn't Me, $4.20, $4.60 for El Sicario. And Riverina Lass, $5 and $5.50 for Canelo. And Ollivander, the only other horse in the race, Dino's at $6.50. So another pretty even market.
Yeah, very tight market, but with you hosting, I'd have to be tipping Wasn't Me here. I thought he was really good at the Bull. He's been terrific for Dan Williams since he's joined his stable. He's very reliable. He handles the wet. Hasn't got a great winning strike rate, but he's got a great chance to change that round by an extra win tonight. To beat Riverina Lass, what she will do is she'll plough through these conditions. She's probably better over further. She's trialled well, and she'll be really strong at 1,200 metres. That's my little doubt on Sweet Snitty. Has won at 1,200, but in testing ground at the end of 1,200, I've got a little doubt. And Canelo ran a cheeky race at big odds in the good Vobis Gold Sprint last start. Looks next best. 5, 10, 7 and 6.
How do we make a dollar at the races tonight, Dean?
I think we have to be patient, Warren. I like Wasn't Me in the last. I think at a backable price, around the $4.20 at tab.com.au, he's the best for me. The value isn't much longer, but race 7, number 5, Upswing, really interested in the way he goes for Patrick Payne. Quaddy, first leg, as I mentioned, Field, which is 6 runners. Second leg, numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Third leg, 3, 5, and 8. And I'm just coming home on numbers 5 and 10. My play of the night would be just a parlay 2, 3, all for the win. Race 3, number 12, Our Sunny Girl. Race 7, number 5, Upswing. Race 8, number 5, Wasn't Me.
Great work, Dean. Look forward to joining you on the panel tomorrow for all your thoughts on the Caulfield card.
Terrific. Thank you, Warren.